Good morning, this is Ron Risman at CameraTown.com. It is Tuesday, April 14th, 2009. Today, Nikon announced a new digital SLR, the Nikon D5000. The D5000 is sort of Nikon's answer to Canon's Rebel T1i that was introduced about 3 weeks ago. Neither one of these are shipping as of yet. The Nikon D5000 is going to sit price-wise in between the Nikon D90 and the lower-priced Nikon D60. It's going to retail for $729.95 for the body only and $849.95 with a 18-55mm image stabilized lens, or a VR lens as Nikon calls it. What's unique about the camera is that it's going to boast most of the features of the Nikon D90, but it's also going to offer a 2.7-inch swivel LCD, which is a first on a Nikon digital SLR. Matter of fact, Canon does not yet have a swivel on a Canon digital SLR. There are some differences, though, between the D5000 and the D90. One is such is that the LCD, while it swivels, it's a slightly smaller screen. It's 2.7 inches versus 3 inches, and it offers 230,000 pixels versus the 920,000 pixels on the Nikon D90. So the D90 will be a 4 times sharper LCD, but it doesn't swivel, so getting high-angle shots and low-angle shots is going to be a difficult task compared to the D5000. The D5000 also adds in video mode, so now you have 720p video mode, shooting at 24 frames per second with built-in audio. It does not have an external audio input, so you're not going to be able to do a lot of great audio with this camera unless you get a separate audio recorder and then sync them up later in editing. But it does offer that. It doesn't offer the 1080p mode. You know, Canon, the Rebel T1i, not only offers 720p at 30 frames per second, but it also offers 1080p, but at 20 frames per second, which is a little bit confusing as to why they went to 20 frames per second, other than maybe to not kill off the sales of the 5D Mark II so quickly for people that are interested in getting high-end video. The D5000 will also offer 12.3 megapixel resolution, so it's the same sensor pretty much that they're using in the Nikon D90. And according to Nikon, it'll have at least as good low light capability for ISO and for low noise. ISO capability will range from 200 to 3200, and in high mode, it'll go up to 6400. In low mode, it'll go down to ISO 100. So you have a pretty wide range of ISO settings on the camera. It also ups the autofocus points, whereas the Nikon D60 has 3 autofocus points. The Nikon D5000 is going to have 11 autofocus points, very similar to the D90. So you're going to have faster autofocus, you're going to have a pivoting LCD, you're going to have HD video recording, 19 automatic scene modes. It's going to be quite a camera. It's going to be shipping at the end of April or early May. Again, prices are $730 to $899, and I expect it to be a pretty good seller. I mean, today's economy, it's hard to tell how an $800 SLR is going to fare in this market, but I think it'll do very well, as I think the Canon Rebels will do very well. So if you have a lot of Nikon glass, or you have a lot of Canon glass, I think the decision is easy. You stay with the camera of the brand of choice in that matter. But if you don't, if you're just getting into digital SLRs, then you've got to look at these two models and really compare them side by side to see which format or which brand you want to go with. Because once you get into that brand and you start adding on lenses, you end up somewhat being committed to that brand. It's not so easy to swap. So that is it for today. This is Ron Risman at CameraTown.com. Come and visit our site to get all the latest news on the Nikon D5000, image galleries, product reviews from around the web, and I will talk to you again tomorrow.